Wikipedia.
Today is Saturday, March 8th, 2025. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Anna Filosofova. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to another episode of Wikipedia, where we delve into fascinating corners of human history and learn about the extraordinary people who shaped our world. I'm your host, Aloy, and today we're diving into the life and legacy of a woman who not only witnessed but actively shaped societal change in 19th century Russia. Her name is Anna Filosofova. The story of Anna Filosofova is not just a tale of personal achievement. It's a reflection of a time when women began to find their voices and make them heard. Filosofova was born into Russian nobility in 1837, a time and place where a woman's role was traditionally confined to the domestic sphere. But Anna was anything but traditional. Do you ever wonder what compels certain individuals to break societal norms and push for change when the odds are so firmly stacked against them? As a young woman, Anna was reportedly inspired by the ideas of the French Enlightenment and the nascent currents of gender equality. She believed in the power of education as a transforming force and wanted those same opportunities for the women of Russia. Isn't it mind-boggling to think about how revolutionary these ideas were during her time? Anna Filosofova's activism truly began to take shape in the 1860s when she became involved in numerous philanthropic efforts. Together with other notable female activists like Maria Trubnikova and Nadezhda Stasova, she co-founded a mutual assistance society for women in 1867. This was not just any charitable endeavor. It was one of the first of its kind to provide educational opportunities and vocational training for women. Imagine being a part of a movement that was laying the groundwork for gender equality over a century ago. How do you think her efforts paved the way for today's gender discussions? Her work didn't stop there. Filosofova was deeply involved with the Women's Charity Society, which aimed to improve the living conditions of the poorest women in the city. It's worth noting how philanthropy at that time often acted as a socially acceptable way for women to engage in public life without stepping too far outside societal expectations. Yet, Anna managed to push those boundaries by turning charity into activism. Throughout this journey, Anna faced significant resistance. The authorities kept a keen eye on her activities, suspicious of any movement that might stir social unrest or challenge the established order. But Anna was steadfast in her mission. It's inspiring, isn't it, how some individuals seem almost immune to the fear of backlash when they believe in a cause so deeply? Beyond her immediate impact, Filosofova's legacy lies in the networks she built and the inspiration she provided to future generations of women. In this, she reminds us that while individuals can ignite change, sustaining it often requires the strength of a collective. Have you ever been part of a group or community that's trying to make a difference? What role did collaboration play in your experience? Anna's work eventually gained her international recognition. She was a member of the International Council of Women and corresponded with feminists across Europe, sharing ideas that transcended national boundaries, illustrating how interconnected the fight for women's rights has always been. As we wrap up, let's consider Filosofova's lasting impact. Her pioneering efforts laid foundational stones that supported the eventual rise of the women's suffrage movement in Russia. Her story is a vivid example of how courage can ripple through time, impacting lives far beyond one's own era. It leaves us with questions about our own roles in today's society. Are we pushing the boundaries in our spheres of influence? How can each of us contribute meaningfully to change? I encourage you to take a look at Anna Filosofova's Wikipedia page to explore her life's work and its broader context. Understanding history is not just about knowing what happened, but learning from it and finding ways to apply those lessons to contemporary challenges. Thank you for joining today's episode of Wikipedia. Keep questioning, keep exploring, and remember, history is made by those who choose to make a difference. Until next time, take care and stay curious.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Anna Filosofova. Thanks for listening. See you next time.